Well, Alexia, Labor Day weekend is upon us. Do you have plans this weekend? Are you taking Monday off?
Well, I'm thinking about going to the Harvest Wine Festival, actually.
Okay, so the Harvest Wine Festival, it's an annual tradition. Mm-hmm. But first, let's talk about the Franciscan Festival of Fine Arts, because that's a very, it's been going around for quite some time, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's going to be taking place from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday at Holy Cross Retreat Center in Mesilla Park. I've never been to the Franciscan Festival, but I have been to the Holy Cross Retreat Center,
it's
and it's a really pretty place.
Center.
Yeah.
Beautiful center. So they're going to have over more than 80 artists displaying a variety of fine arts, including paintings, photography, and sculpture. They have food vendors and a silent auction.
Yeah, and live music and beer and wine, because you can't have a festival without beer and wine.
And 'tis the time of the year. So let's talk about your festival that you're going to be going to, the Harvest Wine Festival at the Southern New Mexico State Fairgrounds.
Yeah, so I think everybody is pretty familiar with the Harvest Wine Festival by now. It's been going on for a while in Las Cruces, and it features New Mexico wine, food, music, and vendors that you can buy jewelry and hats and things like that from. And that's from noon to 6 p.m. Saturday through Monday. And general admission is $15 in advance and $20 at the gate.
Okay, let's talk about another festival that I would like to see you go to and participate in the chili eating contest. I'd love to see you eat chili.
The
Hatch Chili Festival.
Yeah, I would not make it through that contest.
You would make it past the jalapeno.
I like green chili and jalapenos and some red chili, but definitely if it gets any hotter than that, I don't think I could do it.
Okay, well, the Hatch Chili Festival is taking place this weekend. 30,000 visitors descend on the little town of Hatch.
Yeah, I've been to it in the past. I actually covered it when I was a reporter, and it's definitely an interesting festival. If you've never been, I would recommend you check it out.
Okay, so they have performances, they have Spanish dance, they're going to have a yo-yo expert,
yeah,
a chili eating contest, and a watermelon eating contest.
Yeah, I think I could do the watermelon one a little bit easier.
It's off of Highway 28, 1 mile outside of Hatch. And you know what? What I did one year, I didn't make it to the festival itself. I just went to the downtown Hatch area, mm-hmm. and just walked around with the people that were shopping for chili and just took in all the smells.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a place to go to if you have your choices of festivals, but definitely somewhere that's nice to go to.
Yeah, it definitely draws a lot of people from different areas, too, which is what's so interesting, that people come from, across the country just to go to this.
Yeah, it's an annual tradition. Okay, taste for your impulse. An oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, so it's Good Luck Cafe, and our freelance writer describes it as a local hidden gem bursting with flavor and charm.
Flavor and charm. Now, this is Mexican food. I thought Good Luck was actually Chinese.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what kind of food they served until I read the article that the freelancer wrote. But yeah, it's a Mexican restaurant, and it's located at 1507 South Solano Drive, and it serves breakfast and lunch.
What did the writer eat?
She got the Mexican plate, which is a combination that includes a taco, enchilada, chili relleno, a gordita, and beans and rice.
Jeez, that's a lot of food.
Yeah, she couldn't decide, so that's why she went with that one, because it included everything. So
when I can't decide and I'm sitting at a restaurant and they have a combination plate, I always go for the combination plate, because that gives you an opportunity to sample a little bit of everything and then decide whether or not at another point you take the full plate next time.
Yeah, definitely. Else. Especially if it's, a new place that you've never been, it's great to get a sample of everything.
Okay, so that's the Good Luck Cafe at 1507 South Solana. Alexia, we'll talk to you next week. Have fun at the wine festival.
Okay, I will. Thank you.